available in more homes than the Pac-12 Network, we are the Podcast of Champions. I'm David Woods from Bruin Report Online.
And here he goes, Miles Jack.
And I'm Ryan Abraham from USCFootball.com.
Liner, going to try to sneak it ahead. Touchdown, SC!
We are the Podcast of Champions. Welcome, everyone, back to the Podcast of Champions. I'm David Woods, Bruin Report Online, the UCLA site on the 24/7 Sports Network.
And I'm Ryan Abraham from USCFootball.com, the USC site on the 24/7 Sports Network. And together, like the Wonder Twins, we put those little rings together on our hands, yeah. And we make the Podcast of Champions, talking all things Pac-12 football.
Sometimes not together, Ryan. Sometimes not together.
Not together today.
And last week.
And last week, I was, well, we'll talk about that. Yeah, a little under the weather. We're not going to be in the same room today, but we do have to talk Pac-12 football. And I guess a little Pac-12 basketball, just because there's really not much to talk about on the football front. But looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be a great show. Dave, your show last week. I mean, I can't remember listening to a better show than that one. So very good.
Seminal moments.
Yeah. Last week, we weren't able to together. We were supposed to record. And then David, okay, I know you are not going to believe this, was actually covering an event.
Yep.
A wet UCLA pro day. So he was unable to make a record time. Yep. And then I was leaving for Vegas. So Dave did a solo show.
Yeah. I don't go to press boxes. I don't go to indoor arenas. But what I do for you, the people, as I stand out at Spalding Field watching football events that are taking place about 100 yards away that you can't really see in the rain. That's what I do for you, the people.
I mean, amazing work, David. Like, you know, your work ethic knows no bounds. You are just out there.
I've got the world on these shoulders, and it's a good thing they're broad. That's all I'm saying.
This isn't even a joke, but right now, as we're recording, USC is supposed to be having their pro day, and it is pouring down rain. I am not there. I am in my cozy studio. Get a little wet to get here, but I've got, you know, intern Jack and some of my people out there at USC pro day, but apparently they're pushing it back. They're going to do a lot of it indoors, so it's kind of crappy weather out there.
Ryan is a rent-seeking overseer. I am a man of the people.
Very, very true. I wasn't Pac-12. I was like at the big events, you know, like Pac-12 basketball tournament and stuff.
Yes. You
didn't bother to go to, but that's okay.
No,
I'm looking forward to the show.
You take advantage of the hoity-toity, the upper tier events. Me, no, I go where I'm asked. I go where I'm needed.
Yes, and you were needed at a rainy UCLA pro day.
Absolutely.
DTR, throw passes and stuff. All right. Well, if you have any questions or comments, we don't have a lot. Dave just tweeted out a really asking for questions. Pac-12podcast@gmail.com, because we just did, Dave just did a show a few days ago. But if you have any questions, you can email us there or call or text us at 424-532-0678. You can tweet us at Pac-12podcast. Our website is Pac-12podcast.com. We're over on Reddit as well. And of course, our favorite spot is the Apple Podcasting app. If you want to follow us there and rate us 5 stars, we will love you forever and read whatever you have to say as long as you leave us 5 stars. I don't know if we have any new ones, Dave.
We don't.
Okay. Yeah. Did we have any new ones last week?
We did. Okay. But I read them last week. That was what went into that excellent 31-minute show.
Yeah. I should have remembered because I was one of my favorite shows.
Because you listened to it. Yes.
Hell yes. Normally I would. But like full disclosure, I was in Vegas 2 weekends in a row. One weekend for work, which wasn't, you know, there's work. But the second weekend for the opening of March Madness with some buddies. And it was fun for a little while. And then I got sick. So I had to come home. And yeah, still not feeling that great. So a little, you know. Maybe I should act my age, Dave. I don't need to go to Vegas 2 weekends in a row, but Vegas finally got me. I think I was like 65-0 against Vegas, and I just lost one.
Yeah, no, you were burning the candle at both ends, as they say. Yeah, no, it's fine. I recorded a great show.
Yeah.
On Friday, everyone seemed to enjoy it. I got a lot of positive feedback, but which I mean, I think literally nobody listened to that, which is probably for the best, all things considered.
Mm. Maybe, yeah. Like you were recording the show when I was like starting to get sick on Friday. Like I was watching.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I probably should have you know dialed you in.
Yeah, I could have just been like, oh, I'm just instead of just being moaning, out having fun,
moaning like, and vomiting and pooping,
lying in my bed. Yeah. Which is great.
I mean, how is that any different from our normal show?
That's true. That's very, very true. All right. Well, we're going to start off talking some March Madness. And before we do that, we want to thank our sponsor, MyBookie, because they really make March Madness a moneymaker over at MyBookie. So getting started easy, just go to MyBookie online and use the promo code PAC12, and you will get a deposit bonus up to 1,000 smackaroos. So you can get that extra funds now. Claim your entry fee. They have a bracket challenge going on. I know the original one was $150,000. They got other ones going on during the rest of the tournament, Sweet 16 and all that. If you're the type of guy that likes to fill out multiple brackets, you could have done that, but you can do it now going forward with the Sweet 16. So lots of options over there at MyBookie. They will take your action, and there's a lot of action to be had, a lot of fun to be had because there was a lot of upsets. Really fun, you know, crooked numbers in this tournament that are in the Sweet 16. So you can go check it out all over there at MyBookie. You know, there's, you know, so many brands to choose from. You need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. So make sure you go check it out. Our promo code is PAC12. It helps us out. So if you're going to make some bets on these Sweet 16 and the Final Four and everything going forward, go over to MyBookie. And again, use promo code PAC12. For a deposit bonus up to $1,000.
Great read.
How was your bracket, David?
Oh, terrible. Absolutely terrible. And it's really shocking because like an absolute, you know, nonsense homer, I still have UCLA winning. But think about
like
that.
Winning a game or like...
No, winning the whole thing. But Think about that. My bracket is terrible and the team I have winning it all is still alive. I had Baylor and Marquette in the Final Four. Both of them have been eliminated already.
Yeah.
So I only have like one side of the bracket that's even still alive. Now I did pick, so I picked the West more or less correct. I had two first round games wrong, but I've got the Sweet 16 exactly right. Arkansas, Connecticut, Gonzaga, UCLA. And my South is okay. But it's going to fall apart here pretty quick.
Nice.
Not good.
Yeah, I think I have UConn in the Final Four. They're looking pretty good. Alabama, but I also have...
Who do you have UConn beating in the Elite Eight?
I don't know. I got to look at my bracket. I don't have it like on me, but...
Where'd you have UCLA? Where'd you have them going?
I think at UCLA I had Sweet 16.
Okay, losing to Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, and then I had Arizona, I think, going to Elite Eight, so that didn't work out.
Oh,
very well.
Wow, you really didn't watch any basketball this year, did you?
Well, UCLA had a bunch of dudes hurt, and I was like, yeah, they're going to peter out, Sweet 16-ish, which they'll do against Gonzaga. I did have Alabama. I think I had Alabama-UConn in the finals, but I had Marquette like you, and I had Indiana for some reason, and that guy was really good. They don't look so good. So,
no, well, they're in the Big Ten. And the important thing to remember about the Big Ten is that it's big ass.
Yeah. But I thought Baylor would be better. Like, they kind of sucked. And, you know.
Yeah. They kind of ran into a buzzsaw. Creighton looked really good in that game. But yeah, they just didn't play a very good defense all year. And that, you know, you got to play, on both sides. Both sides of the court.
I had Oral Roberts going to the Sweet 16. But I just, like, there was like this sentiment about Duke. It was like Duke can lose in the first round. They won the ACC tournament, but they really weren't that good.
Duke
or they're going to
the
like
funniest thing. Duke
people were
the
picking them to the Final Four, and I'm
that
like,
was
I'm
the
gonna,
funniest thing.
I'm going to pick them to lose early, and they, at least they lost the second round. But I had them lose the first.
They finished third in like the worst ACC ever, And people were like, oh, obvious Final Four, Duke, because they beat up on the worst ACC ever over the last 10 games. Who cares? So they beat up on Oral Roberts and then got just murked by Tennessee. Held the 52 points. It was beautiful.
Props to the committee, because whenever there was teams that were like, wow, this team's really underseeded, and you're like, oh, man, Texas A&M is only 7? Like, they should be higher than that. They were in the SEC tournament finals, you know?
And they got nuked by Penn State.
No, didn't they lose to the Penn State? Penn State. And then Texas. Yeah, I thought they would lose to Texas. I had them beating Texas. That was bad. So I'm like, oh, they're underseeded. They'll go forward. But yeah, they got crushed. Same thing Duke was, they thought, was underseeded at 5, but obviously you had the right seed.
No, I mean, I thought the committee did a pretty good job given what they had to work with. Purdue never should have been a 1 seed. I think everybody who didn't watch a single Purdue game this year knew that Purdue's never good. Like, they're never, ever, 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 ever again going to win a national championship. So why ever have them be a 1 seed? Even if they go undefeated during the regular season, they should still be like automatically a 3 seed.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, well, let's talk some Pac-12 hoops.
Let's do it, baby.
Start off good, right? Arizona State.
Yeah.
First 4.
Yeah, and I thought ASU, they looked really impressive against Nevada. And frankly, the TCU game wasn't bad. ASU could have, maybe should have won that game. Shot selection has been horrible all year for ASU, but they were making shots. But they, you know, they lost by 2 in the first round as a play-in game 11. But that's not bad. That's
okay. I actually picked them to win that game. I thought they'd come in there and, but that was a good showing. I mean, you know, I know you're not a Bobby Hurley guy, but.
No, he's a horrible coach. Absolutely horrible. So what I'll say is, he generally coaches effort pretty well, but, absolutely no discipline on that team whatsoever. Just dribble the ball up the court and take the most contested jumper you can. And it's a credit to the talent on that team that they make a decent enough amount of them that they've won some games. But a horrible coach. With the talent on that team, they probably should have been, you know, like comfortably in the tournament, like an 8 or a 9 seed. And instead, they were a play-in game 11.
Gotcha. Let's see. Where do you want to go? I mean, I guess the biggest disappointment has to be
USC, obviously.
Okay, we can go to USC. They didn't look very good. They looked like poo-poo against Michigan State. Last 2 games, pretty much laid an egg against Arizona State, down 8-0 in the Pac-12 tournament, and then, you know, tried to fight back. In Michigan State, which, to be fair,
it's Tom Izzo.
I mean, he just, all he does is go to Sweet 16s, right? Like, he's
all
just,
he does is advance through the tournament as a seed that shouldn't be doing that. That's what he does. He arrives in the Sweet 16 with like a 7-10 seed every single year, and then is like weirdly favored over the next team he plays.
Yeah,
that's Tom Izzo, baby. What are the other Pac-12 things that you wanted to talk about? I mean, there certainly wasn't something more embarrassing than that, right?
Well, USC, like, you know, they were 10, so, you know, losing to a 7th seed is not that terrible.
Yeah, but there wasn't anything else that could have been embarrassing, right, potentially?
Well, I mean, there's this place. It's called Tucson, Arizona, David.
And, yeah, but, Oh, you thought that was disappointing? Arizona, I mean, okay, I think we're just being unfair here because Arizona got in as an automatic bid into the NCAA tournament. You know, they won the Pac-12 tournament.
But they won the Pac-12 tournament.
Expectations couldn't have been that high. They
destroyed UCLA, I think, in the final, if I remember correctly. Just absolutely pummel them. UCLA, like, edged them in the regular season, right? It was very close, but then clearly Arizona's a better team. They win the Pac-12 tournament. Number 2 seed, which I thought that could have been a 1. And, losing the first round to an Ivy League school. Which, well, UCLA has some history of doing as well.
Well, you got to understand. I mean, this is an Ivy League school that won the Ivy League tournament. So, I mean, they're not a pushover.
Two champions battling.
This was 2 champions going at it, a competitive game, you know, back and forth. 2 scrappy teams, both tournament champions. you know, it's a neck and neck battle. It's hard to blame Arizona for losing that game. I mean, they were probably seated near the same, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, it's one of those things. It's like a Friday news dump. Like when the two loses to 15, it's pretty big news, you know. The only thing that trumps it is if a one loses to a 16. So that was Arizona's saving grace that Purdue was there.
Well, okay, so here's the leg up that Princeton had. They won both the regular season and the tournament championship. Oh. Now, Arizona didn't have that. So, I mean, honestly, Princeton should have been favored here. I mean, this is a program with a lineage. I mean, they went to the Final Four back in 1965. Like, that's only a little bit longer ago than Arizona's last Final Four.
Whoa. That's right. Oh, boy. What was that? Like, I didn't get to watch much of it. What was
I thought it was an absolutely pathetic effort from Arizona. They thought that they could come in and just kind of waltz to a win. And they just didn't have it. I would say, like, in seriousness, Arizona's issue this whole year is they didn't have great guards to begin with. And then they played the wrong ones, or wrong one specifically. Boswell, their freshman guard, is really good now at this point in the year. Well, not anymore. Season's over for them. But had really gotten very good through, like, the end of January through February and March. And he was still playing, like, 18 minutes a game while they let Karakrisa go out there and just chuck. Constantly chuck, even with a bum shoulder. He was 1-for-7 in this game. And he doesn't play a damn bit of defense. It's the biggest, weirdest blind spot I've ever seen from a coach, because it's not like Tommy Lloyd is his dad. There's little reason for him to have this much loyalty to Krisa. The dude hasn't won anything. So it's just they have bad guard play because recruiting issues, and then also personnel decisions, not playing the right guy. And then their best player, Tubelis, is a really, really good offensive player, and he doesn't play a lick of defense. So you add all that together, just not a great team. I think it's a credit to their system, to their offensive system, that they won as many games as they did this year. But they were, I'm shocked by the number of people who had a team with Krisa as your starting point and Tubelis as your best player who doesn't play a damn bit of defense, had them winning the championship. It's crazy to me. And that's not even just me being like a Arizona hater, though I am. This was a team that was going to get bounced as soon as they played a really good team, no matter what. And yeah, they got upset here. They should have beaten Princeton. I mean, they're a better team than Princeton. But they make it to Creighton. Creighton would probably beat them at this point in the year. Baylor probably would have beaten them at this point in the year. So I don't know. It was kind of, I think a lot of people had convinced themselves that it was going to be very similar to last year's Arizona team. But that team had some dudes. Like, Mattern was great. Koloko was a real rim protector. Dalen Terry was probably the most underrated player on that team and should have been playing the point over Krisa last year. Because again, I don't care about, like, oh, you think Krisa is essential to their offensive system. No, Tommy Lloyd's essential to their offensive system. But you do need guys playing defense. And I think there was a formula for them to be a deep run team last year. And I think, again, they got married to Krisa. But, you know, Lloyd's going to have to figure some things out because he's got a great offensive system. But he needs to understand that, OK, your system is probably good enough that you can play pretty much anybody and have a top 10 offense. You're going to need to, because you're not a great defensive coach. You're going to need to play your athletes. And they're going to need to play defense. And if you're not doing that, it's going to be trouble.
Yeah. Well, the Bruins, and I remember there was a tweet. Somebody tweeted, might have been Shear. I don't know, remember who it was. But someone said, can the Pac-12 win 7 games in the tournament? And your snarky tweet was, you know, Arizona's pretty good. They can get 1 and UCLA will get 6, right? So that was like your, do you remember the tweet?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. sort of. I mean, I don't know. Arizona didn't get one.
Arizona State did, though.
Does that count as a first four? Does that count as a win?
Sure. We'll do it for sake of the argument.
Okay. So there's one. So to get to seven, UCLA has to
UCLA
win.
Needs four more.
Right. How are the Bruins looking? Just for, you know.
All things considered, fine. I'm a little bit more concerned about the Northwestern game than I think some people are. They won it in the way that they've won a couple of games this year, which are not part of UCLA's brand. Despite the score, the pace of this game was really slow. So they won 68-63. It was a really slow-paced game, which means it's actually an offensive explosion for UCLA. They scored almost 1.2 points per possession because it was a sub-60 possession game. But they also allowed Northwestern to score over a point per possession, and Northwestern's not good, especially not offensively. Allowing that in this game is a little bit of a worrying sign. So I don't know exactly why. I think there was a little bit of a lack of engagement somewhat on the defensive end for a couple of guys in the game. But going forward, it's going to be nothing but monsters the rest of the way. It's going to be Gonzaga. They'll have to defend like their lives depend on it. Probably UConn, which is they're a four seed, but they're probably one of the top five or six teams in the country. And then it's going to be, I don't know, most likely Texas or Houston, and then Alabama. So those are all monsters. Those are all teams that they're going to need to play elite defense against. So Northwestern game wasn't great. On the other hand, they absolutely annihilated UNC Asheville in the first round. And that's something because I think pretty much every two seed or one seed had at least a momentary struggle with their first round opponent. UCLA just blew them right out.
So I was in Vegas the past two weekends and I got a text from my friend Sarah, who's a big UCLA fan. And she's like, we're going to Vegas. I didn't even realize like the next round was in Las Vegas.
Are you going to go?
Gonna be there. No, I'm not going three weekends in a row to Las Vegas. Are you going?
No.
This is the time to go.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to do the Final Four if we get that far. If we get that far, Jesus. If they get that far.
Right.
I'm gonna go to the final.
Well, don't you need to have credentials like all the way through? They don't give you just credentials for the Final Four, I think.
If your institution covers the team at each round, then you can still get the Final Four credentials.
Okay. Nice. So Gonzaga and UCLA, the lone hope for the Pac-12. Well, San Diego State's made a good run, right?
Yeah, San Diego State's they're going up against Alabama in the Sweet 16. That'll be interesting as a potential newcomer to the league, holding up the banner of the Pac-12. Asterisk.
They look like the best team in the Pac-12 right now, I would say.
Tradition. I will say this about that Alabama game. If San Diego State plays their A game, that's a trouble spot for Alabama. Because they can really, really defend. And if Alabama goes cold from three in a game, could be good night.
Huh. Interesting. All right, well, that's a lot of Pac-12 hoops we don't really get to talk about much. So, but that's pretty much womp womp for most of it. So we'll see. We'll see if Dave's the seven wins in the Pac-12 can come true. If we're talking to you guys next week and they're only two wins away, that means the Bruins advance. I guess we could count San Diego State too. I don't know. We may want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on? I know you got to talk about this last week. Do we have a media deal yet? I haven't looked. I've been in bed.
No.
There's no media deal yet.
But is the Arizona's president's name, is his name really Robert Robbins?
I believe so.
How much did that guy's parents hate him? Robert Robbins.
Yeah. He's on a media tour. He's
gone with Robin Robbins.
Yeah. He's putting himself out there.
Or, this would be a good one. What about Rockin' Robbins? What if we went with Rockin' Robin. Robert Robbins?
Rockin' Robert Robbins?
Yeah. Or... Somebody should ask him. Jason, if you're listening, ask President Robbins if anyone has ever nicknamed him Rockin'.
I like it.
Tweet.
Is it interesting that the two presidents we were kind of hearing from are like the Arizona ones, like the schools that are potentially gonzo?
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting. It is interesting. I don't know, man. Who knows anything? I think the general thing of they're going to wait and see what the money's looking like is probably the obvious and transparent thing at this point. They want to see what the deal's going to look like before they make any final decisions.
Yeah, I mean so all the hints are that it's nearing the end. We still haven't heard from George Klyavkov. We haven't heard, you know, a peep from him. The latest, you know, you're hearing,
was that a little Rock and Robin callback, calling him a peep and saying it was a peep from him?
I like it. Yeah. Yeah. Little peeping.
Rock and
tweet. It could be, do you like the idea that two streaming services would be involved? That would be Apple and Amazon.
Yeah, I'll throw 10 in there. Why not? Let's go full streaming. Yeah, no, it's fine. I think what George is trying to do is get the most money. And I think the general rule of thumb has been if they're going for the most money, it's going to have to be heavy streaming. So, yeah, I would imagine the deal is going to be heavy streaming. And if you can't get – and it sounded like the early reports are you can't get Amazon interested in much more than like a handful of games, then you probably need to supplement that with another streaming service.
Yeah. I'm curious just to see how this turns out, especially with Klyavkov not saying anything. And it just has the, you know, it's one of those things where, like, if you know a team is really, like, when you're picking your bracket and Dave, you've done your homework and you know a team sucks or is really good. And you're like, see, I told you Purdue's terrible. And just when everyone's coming out, Purdue is going to be great. They're going to win the final, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, they blow. And then they blow. And you're like, see, I told you. Like, is this like everyone saying like the Pac-12 is doomed and, you know, they're not going to get good money. And but like you just feel Klyavkov is behind, you know, sitting behind in his desk somewhere, smile on his face. And it comes out, see, I told you. And there's like, here's the proof. And boom, we got this great deal. That like it's like this, that has that written all over it. But it's still hard to picture that happening. Do you know what I mean? Like it seems like he's confident behind the scenes, but I mean, I don't know. It's hard to kind of picture how this is going to turn out. I feel like it's just sort of going to be like a, oh, you know, instead of like a holy cow, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be anything super shocking at this point. And so it'll be kind of a, yeah, all right. So they're making their, I mean, what do we think it's going to be, like $28 million a year, something like that for each school?
I'm guessing it's going to be something in that, like, you know, the 30 plus or minus a few, right? Like,
that would make sense. So
that would be my guess, which, you know, if it's like 32, you're not going to be like, suck it, Big 12. And if it's like 29, is the Big 12 going to be like, we rule. And like, okay. And so, you know, if Washington State's playing like Iowa State, or the Iowa State fans going to hold up, our school makes $2 million more in media rights deals than you every year. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't think it matters that much unless it's like you couldn't get to like 25 or you got to like 40. You know, I don't, it just doesn't seem to matter.
Yep. Agreed.
But the whole point is you have to do well enough. It's just like this is like a pass fail, I guess, right? You have to pass so that everyone, the schools are happy and it's better for, not, you know, it's not easy to move.
So, no, you gotta call friends. You gotta get a moving truck. You gotta
buy all the pizza.
You gotta buy all the pizza. You then actually have to, like, if you're not hiring movers, you actually have to like do some of it yourself. You can't just tell other people what to do. As you get older, it's tougher on your back. You know, and it's like if you're doing it right, you're packing for weeks ahead of time. You know, all the kitchen stuff. You can't wait. And so then there's costs associated with it from, like, you know, 3 weeks out where you're like, oh, I've got to eat out more because I'm starting to pack those dishes. So I can't do all this cooking. Because what's the last thing you want the morning of a move is have to do a load of dishes, right? Yeah. So that's what the Pac-12, these Pac-12 schools are facing right now.
So
do they want to do a load of dishes?
It's like, okay, so when you're talking about, you know, invading Moscow, right? Like, you know, and
as one does,
people have tried and it's hard. And it's not like because Moscow's, you know, they well defended or every soldier has their own rifle and shit. It's more about, it's just really hard to get there. And in this sort of case, like maybe the best defense the Pac-12 has is it's not easy to move. Like you really are going to want to have to move. Like it's going to, if it's like, okay, you could be like, man, this sucks. We're going to stay here again, but it would just not be worth it to leave. Like I feel like that's the Pac-12's best defense at this point, you know, barring some sort of amazing deal. Do you know what I mean? There's a more of a, it's just hard to move. So how enticing can Brett Yormark make it to go when it's just hard? And if the money's very similar, I mean, it's like, well, why bother?
Yeah, no. And I think that's it's an important thing that Napoleon should have thought about. Right. Why bother?
Hitler.
You've maybe. Got. Well, I mean, Hitler, like, I mean, he had a whole bunch of crazy stuff going on. I mean, Napoleon, at least, you know, normal brand megalomaniac. So
normal brand.
Like every leader of, you know, the country, every country is. But like, you've got most of Europe, buddy. It's just chill. Right. You don't need that part. That part's like barely Europe. Right. Like once you're getting to Moscow, like beyond Moscow, you're in like Asia for the most part. Yeah. So like, just be like fine with what you got. And so, you know, that's kind of it's a good analogy for these, the Arizonas, Colorado, Utah. It's like, are you happy with what you've got, you know, or do you want to end up marching all the way to Moscow, finding it abandoned? Because the Big 12 is, you know, moving even further into like a Florida conference or whatever. Or do you want to, you know, kind of stay, consolidate out here in Europe, out here in the Pacific, you know, time zone, and have a good life?
You yeah,
know? You don't want to end up on Elba. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, annexed from the world. You got to make it worth. I just don't know if the Big 12 can make it worth everyone's while. If you're not like, if you're just like upset, like maybe you don't like the way things went down. I don't know, because I mean, at the end of the day, what's it about, Dave? Is it about the money?
It's about the money.
Oh, hold on.
You know, we need the money.
Listen, we're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a shitload of money.
I had to bring that one back. Speaking of, we have another huge group. This is from Texas Mike. He sent me more. Like, I have hundreds of drops now that he sent me. I need to go through them. Like, there's just a lot. Like, if he would have sent me like 10 good ones, that'd have been amazing. Like, the fact that he sent me like a couple hundred, now I have to like go through them all. But Texas Mike, amazing job. We're going to get some really good drops out of this from all different shows. Some commentators, I don't even know who they are, like some guy that commentates on the Big 12, he sent stuff. But I got to check it all out. But Mike, Texas Mike, thanks for sending those again. Some good stuff there. So we should have some good drops when I get a chance to go through all these. But it's a little daunting. Maybe I'll send them to you. You can pick your favorites.
Uh-huh. That's the thing that'll happen.
Very, very nice. I kind of cheated on you again.
What'd you do?
Solid verbal. not Pac-12. It was USC.
Uh-huh.
I did mention our show.
Uh-huh.
Because they asked me about, like, thoughts about the Pac-12. Uh-huh. And, you know, and I was like, I'm sad. Like, our show's been around a while.
Uh-huh.
Not as long as, you know, Solid Verbal and Peristyle Podcast started back in 2008. We're kind of original podcasters. So this is sort of like the new baby.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel bad? Do you feel cheated on?
I do. Very much so.
They should have you on. Talk to UCLA.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You'd like, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Just. I don't know. I put on my professional hat for, you know, outsider shows.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I got a different persona in here. I can do all kinds of things. I got versatility.
Love it. All right. Well, why don't we take a break?
Somebody.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We'll take a break and come back and answer some Twitter questions back in a minute. Well, we're back here. Podcast of Champions.
It's been so long since we talked.
It's been a minute. We've eclipsed the length of your show.
Wow.
Last week. Because we have so much to talk about. With do you think it's next week? Week we get a deal? Or is it gonna? You think it's like a month? Like how long are you thinking?
I think it is early to mid-April.
Wow. Yeah, that's sad. I just want this done.
Yeah, I would love to not talk about it anymore.
You do love to. I like talking about it.
Yeah, I'm aware.
All right.
Now for my favorite part of the show. What does that say? Talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always death.
Love it.
Dave did a tweet.
I did. I tweeted from Pac-12 Podcast.
Yeah. I didn't even know you have the ability to do that anymore, even though it's your account.
I didn't even know it worked. But we have some questions now because I solicited them. I went out of my way to do so we could extend this show even longer.
Nice.
I'll start with Alexander.
All right, let's see what order we got here.
This is at BellJames74. How is a Gonzaga alumni allowed to ref UCLA games in the Sweet 16, Elite Eight? Well, he's referring to Tony Padilla, who is a Gonzaga alumni, and also, and this is probably the most important fact, a terrible referee. he refs many, many Pac-12 games every year. He is one of the most capricious refs in college basketball. You never know what you're going to get, sort of like the Forrest Gump box of chocolates. However, I do not believe he will be reffing the UCLA-Gonzaga game. I do not think they would do that. But could he be reffing a potential UCLA-Connecticut game? Absolutely. And why not? Most of these guys are pretty bad. If you watched the last game against Northwestern, that was one of the most absurdly reffed games you'll ever see. They're all pretty bad. No refs are good. Anyone thinking that a move to the Big Ten is going to somehow improve the refereeing, you're out of your mind. They're all bad. Every single one of them.
Okay. Why don't we go to Philip? It's at Olson's 805. What's the over-under on the POC survives realignment?
There isn't an over-under. That's not the proper terminology. It would be, what are the odds the POC survives?
Yeah.
Realignment.
I think we know what Philip means.
do we?
It's a good question. I mean, one, the Pac-12 has to survive. So if the Pac-12 breaks up, I mean, and I don't know how we do this show, it would really be ironic. But then that would get old after a while.
Yeah, that would get super old. There has to be a purpose. We're not that funny.
Yeah. It would be like a Saturday Night Live bit. Like you turn into a movie. You know, like totally. It was funny for 3 minutes, maybe on the show. And now you made a whole movie out of it. It would be hard to make a whole podcast out of like, hey, we're doing a podcast talking about the former Pac-12 teams. Like that would be just difficult to do.
Right.
But if the whole Pac-12, Pac-10 or whatever stays together, I mean, there's a better chance, I think, that we would keep doing this.
Yes. Agreed. I think I would put it at close to 100% chance if Pac-12 sticks together in some form. I would put it at 100% chance for 2024, pretty much no matter what, because we'll try to like puzzle our way through it for a little bit.
Yeah.
But if it's not working, we're not going to continue doing it. We'll do, I don't know. We'll do something, but it wouldn't be the same thing.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair.
Yeah. All right. This is, from Antonio at UC_Raider. What's the best sports bar slash book in Vegas to hang out at for the NCAA West Regional? Restaurant, buffet, recommendations.
Ooh. So I was, one of the cool things, it's in the opening weekend. I don't know if they do it for the, you know, the next rounds, but it's called Hoops and Hops, and it's at the Cosmo. It's like a, basically a huge convention room that the entire, all, every wall is a television and just tables everywhere. And it's like all you can drink, and it's just all day. And they got food outside and all that stuff. That's pretty fun. The new, if you want to go downtown, the new Cirque apparently has like the biggest sports book. I've heard good things there, but I mean, any of the big hotels have awesome, you know, the sports books are fun. The problem is it's just March Madness sometimes. You know, I went into just a regular bar, I think it was at Cosmo, to, you know, just to go, you know, have a drink and watch a little bit of the games. And they let me sit down, but they were like, yeah, there's like, oh, it's $150 minimum to sit down because it's March Madness. So just, you know, try to book something if you can, I would say. But I'm not, I don't really have experience going in this round. And the fact that there's games that are actually going to be there will be interesting. I haven't been to a lot of buffets recently, but the Wicked Spoon, and also in the Cosmo, is a great brunch one. It's not too overpriced. I think it's like $60, but it's an awesome breakfast, brunch, buffet, just really good stuff there. So, but I don't know. Have you been to a bunch of them lately, or?
I haven't been to a bunch of them lately, but the classics are all pretty good. I mean, Bacchanal at Caesars is good. Wynn's buffet is really good. But yeah, there's a lot of options for buffets. I mean, you can go wrong, but it's actually hard. Like, just hit it up on Yelp. You'll find the best ones are going right now. Restaurants. I mean, there's so many options. It's such a tough question.
Yeah.
I mean, try not to eat at the like stupid chain Mexican places, because those are all pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like Diablo's is terrible. I don't know why people eat there. But Gordon Ramsay's burger restaurant, it's like pretty quick, which I like, and it's good. And you can get that in Planet Hollywood. If you want to go off strip, Rollin' Smoke Barbecue is really, really good. There's so many good things. Just investigate yourself. Again, you're going to know your own taste buds better, but there's tons of good sushi. There's tons of good steakhouses. There's so many good places.
Yeah, it's amazing. A lot of great stuff there.
Vegas is great if you actually approach it from like the angle of like, I'm just going to have a nice time, and I'm not going to make it my priority to get blackout drunk like I'm 23 years old. There's a lot of fun stuff to do.
Yeah.
However, I've never approached it that way.
Me neither. Except this last time, because like I got blackout drunk the first day and then sick the next, and there was just
yeah, that's not the best way to do Vegas either.
No, this is from George Steenkolk, pretty cool name. Thoughts on pickleball? Your podcast competitors are really into it.
Never played.
I'm not sure who the competitors are, but do we have any? I don't think so.
No,
just crush everybody.
There's not any other Pac-12 podcasts, I don't think.
Who would do that? Fuck no.
I don't know. You certainly haven't appeared on any other shows covering the Pac-12.
I think I might have played pickleball like once. It was fine. I don't know, but I haven't got into the craze. Are you good? Like I was good at like racket sports, like kind of growing up, like racquetball or whatever, but like I'm sure I'd be fine at it, but I don't know, I haven't really played it recently.
I'm okay at, I never played tennis. I'm okay at racquetball. I'm pretty good at ping pong, but I haven't played much pickleball.
Yeah, me either. It's funny, and at USC, one of my best friends, his name is Ramesh, and he was from Singapore, and he was like on the Singapore national squash team, so we would play like, he would just crush us in racquetball, but they had squash courts, and he would just watching him warm up like this little squash ball. We never played squash in our lives. It was freaking amazing. Just the way he would warm up the ball. He could just hit it in the same spot every time. It was like, he just ran us all over the place. It was pretty fun. But have you ever played squash?
No.
Yeah. It was, getting your ass kicked by a dude that's really good. It was fun.
That's fun. All right. This is from Patton 5149. Since you guys are the Disney princess experts, how do you feel about the controversy involving the live-action Little Mermaid having an African-American Ariel? So, I'll be honest. I'll put all my cards on the table. I have not heard of this controversy. However, I can assume strongly, correctly, that it's very stupid. And that on one side, you have people who are racist, who are opposed to this because it is, quote, woke. And on the other side, you have people saying, this is fine. Count me among those who say, this is fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily make the movie good. It doesn't necessarily make the movie bad. It's just fine. Who cares? Who cares? Who gives two shits? It's a movie about a mermaid underwater who sings some nice songs. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. Okay? All right?
It is a mermaid. Agree? Like, I don't really care what race, you know, it's like, it's already a fictional thing.
I don't know. Does it matter? The things that get people excited. But it's just, you know, it's part of the ongoing dumbest culture war in history that we're just stuck in perpetuity. We're going to be having these stupid conversations until the day we die about, you know, oh, God, they have representation in this movie. That means it's horrible. Why did they do that? It's like, man, maybe she was the best actress for the job. Maybe they are prioritizing representation. Is the movie good? Because that's the only part of this that you should really care about as a consumer.
Oh, this is like a movie?
Yeah, they're doing they do all the live action movies, right? So they did the live action Beauty and the Beast with what's her face? Emma Watson.
They did
the live action Mulan, which they really, so bigger problem, everyone, bigger problem. If you're going to do the live action version, make sure there are goddamn songs. Okay. And make sure there's a little dragon friend. Okay. If you're doing Mulan, none of this like, oh, we're just going to make an action movie. No. Mulan has some of the best songs in all of the Disney universe. Why are we not doing this with songs? The freaking Beauty and the Beast movie had songs, even though it was live action.
Yeah.
We got to hear Emma Watson not sing very well. It was fine. Can we just do that with all these too? I don't care. I don't care what anybody in this movie looks like, but can we get some under the sea going on? Can we have a fish singing? Please.
Nice. All right. I don't know much about, I'm not the expert.
Is there a flounder? Is there going to be a flounder in this movie? That's what I want to know. Or is it going to be a dark and gritty undersea adventure? Because with that, I'm out. I'm gone. I'm done.
At Real Zach Shar tweeted at us and says, if the Pac-12 folds, does the 6 auto bids for top 6 conference champs still make sense for the expanded college football playoff? If not, how should they fix it? Top 2 from Power 4 plus 4 at large? I think the auto bids are sort of like, to keep you from suing. So you can't say like these conferences get bids. They might change it to 5 or something. I don't know, but if the Pac-12 folds, yeah, maybe you could drop it down. But I think it's more about just not, they're not discriminating between like the Mountain West and the SEC in that case. They're just saying, hey, if you win your conference, the top 6, you're going to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds fine.
Yeah.
All right. This is from at Eric Hickman. How excited are you that The Mandalorian is addressing the, quote, somehow in Somehow Palpatine Returned?
Okay. I haven't seen this yet.
So Somehow Palpatine Returned is the dumb shit from Rise of Skywalker, the last of the movies, which was one of the worst movies ever made. It's right up there with like Batman versus Superman. And Somehow Palpatine Returned was J.J. Abrams basically just trying to take what Rian Johnson did in Last of the Jedi, throw it in the trash, and hope that he could just kind of recreate what Snoke was supposed to be. It was very stupid. It's a dumb movie with dumb plot, dumb writing.
The last one you're talking about. This is the very last one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the logic for Palpatine returning. Emperor Palpatine was that somehow he returned. That was it. Apparently, the Mandalorian is addressing this in its show. My problem is, The Book of Boba Fett was terrible, but from what I understand, the last couple episodes of it are basically The Mandalorian. But I haven't watched The Book of Boba Fett, so I can't watch this stupid show because I haven't watched what turned into a couple episodes of The Mandalorian at the end of that show. So I'm kind of out on the whole thing. I'll probably get back into it at some point, but their choices. So I'll say it with this okay, Marvel's kind of fallen apart. Their movies haven't been very good of late. But one thing they did do was the universality of the story. It was all coherent. It all made sense. You kind of follow along. Star Wars has not done a good job of that. First, the last trilogy was horrible. They had Force Awakens, which was this dull recapitulation of A New Hope. Then you had The Last Jedi, which was good. Pretty brilliant what he did with everything they did in Force Awakens to make the movie, make the story horrible. He made it better. Then they go back to Rise of Skywalker, which makes everything even worse somehow, because J.J. Abrams doesn't have an original bone in his body. But the overarching problem with that is that you had three different movies that were all going in entirely different directions with actually no internal coherence whatsoever. Then you turn your attention to the shows, which have been arguably better than the movies. But with the shows, you have the same problem, which is there's no internal coherence and there's no internal thematic structure. And maybe most of the point, there is no guardrail for the quality of these shows. So like Book of Boba Fett was absolutely boring and awful. But I have to sit there and watch that whole thing to get to Mandalorian now? Come on. Can you just get the people who did Andor to do it all? Come on.
Yeah, that one was Andor's kind of boring.
I will.
Fight you. Dude, if you got lightsabers, come on. Jump on board. Lightsabers. That's all you need. Yeah.
Also, I'll say this. I don't really follow anything as it's coming out. Like The Last of Us was the closest thing, and I still haven't watched the finale because I was so out on the thing. But I usually like wait for these things to build up and then start watching them when they're like five or six episodes deep.
Yeah, I kind of do that too. I'm not the best streamer. Like I kind of just flip through channels and stuff like we talked about. I was going through and I'm like, what do I need to watch still? And I was like, you know what? I never finished Ozark. Like I love that show. And when they had their like, they did four seasons and like the mid-season finale or whatever, I never watched like the final six or seven episodes. So I like while I was yesterday, like kind of sick on the couch, I binged the rest of the show yesterday. So did you ever do Ozark?
No, but it's on, you know, the list that I'll probably never get to.
It's really well done. It's great. Yeah. Just, I'm sure the fans out there like it, but it's a really good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bruinchick had a whole bunch of questions. She wants to know why Arizona fans are such bitches. Can UCLA win the tourney? Are you surprised Arizona, USC, and Arizona lost? ASU, USC, and Arizona lost so early in the tournament. She's a big basketball person.
UCLA can win it. Arizona fans are the way they are because of, I mean, I always fall back on it's a mixture of nature versus nurture. You know, there's so many things that go into how a person becomes the way they are. You know, maybe not held enough, you know, certain basic needs not taken care of properly.
You should have been there in the T-Mobile when they were doing the U of A and the, you know, against UCLA at the end of the game, man, you would have loved it. I would have loved it.
I absolutely would have. It's certainly not a thing I've heard before. And then, no, not surprised anybody else lost early.
Yeah. Did you know Rick Pitino got hired by
St. John's, the Johnnies.
Is that weird? He's like really old.
He's 70.
Is he 70? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's still kicking around though. I mean, he's not like a decrepit 70.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to wear a linen suit anytime soon, like he used to, but we'll see. All right.
Pretty good job with Iona, right?
Yeah, he did a pretty good job.
Disgraced at Louisville.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Not that disgraced, though. I mean, he's still, you know, getting jobs.
Yeah.
Patton 5149 has another important question. Who would win a fight? Ryan or Dave?
I don't know.
Here's how I break that down. Okay. You have reach.
You have some reach, yeah.
You have height advantage. I have a mass advantage. Let's be honest. Let's be real.
Okay.
I'm a little bit younger. I don't know if that plays, though, because you've got the vampire elixir. I would say I'm probably a little bit angrier as a person, which certainly helps. But I will say this, and this is the most important thing. I've never been in a fight in my life. I don't know about you.
Like as a kid.
Not even as a kid. The closest thing I've been in a fight was when somebody kept pushing me, I think, in like sixth grade PE. So when we got to the locker room, I just did the thing where you pull their shirt over their head and just kind of push it down.
Hockey, yeah.
But that's the closest thing. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Nice. Yeah, I've done some like in that time frame, like throwing punches and stuff. But since early adulthood, no. Haven't had to do that. So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think you'd want to pay to see that one.
No, I don't think it would be enjoyable to watch. Yeah, no, it wouldn't be good. Got any more?
I think Stribs, are you transitioning to an ACC, Big 12, or Big 10 podcast after the pack folds? I don't think the pack's going to fold.
Yeah.
But we don't know. We kind of talked about that a little bit.
We already did.
And Hated Husky wants to know, why does college football hate the Washington Huskies? Too many Jakes.
Yeah. I think it's because as of now, they haven't had a Jake in a while.
True. Yeah. Getting
they're
back to the
they're
Jake
in
train.
Fact, less than Jake, if you will.
Nice.
If you would. Come along with me.
I'll come along, Dave. I like it.
Yeah. Got anything else?
No, I mean, there's spring football. I think it started throughout the conference. Washington State just started. Colorado started. Hopefully we get some like newsy nuggets out of that. I'm on the fence of watch. Yeah, I have a login for the Pac-12 network. I'm not going to buy Sling again. So if that works, I might watch some spring games. If not, maybe not. It might be sad. But yeah, we'll see. It's a wet spring here in Southern California. USC had like a few practices and they're going back. They're practicing a little bit later today. We have one quick one from Steven. Just how badly will recruiting for the Pac-10 be impacted by USC and UCLA's departure?
I don't think it's like specific to the departure. I think it's specific to the impact on the league, but look, I think you can still expect Oregon to recruit well. I think you can still expect Washington to recruit well. I think it's going to get a little bit more second tier. And for the guys who want to compete in the whatever for national championships and stuff, it's going to be largely in the SEC and the Big Ten, unfortunately. And so with UCLA and USC being Big Ten options, I could see it being a positive for those schools at the expense of guys who might have otherwise ended up at, well, Oregon and Washington to some extent, but also, you know, Utah or Arizona State or so on and so forth.
Yeah. All right. I agree.
And, we agree.
We're going to get out. Yeah, I know. It's just done. I didn't get to do that.
Yeah, you didn't do it.
Yeah, it was on the solid verbal. I don't know. Did I mention that?
Yeah, you did.
You like when I go on these other shows?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not upset. I'm not mad at you. I think it's fine.
Go check it out. Yeah, it's a really good show. Like, if you're used to this one, you'll be impressed.
Our show's great.
It is pretty great.
It
brings something different to the table.
It really does.
Not information.
I will say this. Last week's show was really bad, right? But I did get to go through all 12 Pac-12 coaches and how likely they would be to survive and how long they would survive in a zombie apocalypse.
Who would, like, Whittingham.
Who survives longest? You know, obviously.
Kyle Whittingham.
Who survives?
I think our friend Amy on Twitter tweeted that he actually does have like a bunker or something. Like, no she doubt. Tweeted, she no tweeted doubt. Something like that. Like,
yeah, no, he probably goes bow hunting.
But he would be good at like Naked and Afraid. Like even if you could use all your preps, just be like throw you out there. Like
yeah, what I went with what I discovered as I went through it was location really matters too. Like if you're in Pullman, you obviously have much better odds of surviving than either of the two coaches in LA.
Oh, because there's way too many zombies.
Way too many zombies. Like, how are you even getting out of LA? Right?
Right. You're screwed, right? Like there's
so Chip Kelly was the obvious, like, he's the one who's like he's not making it.
He has zombie food to start.
Yeah, no, at the beginning. For like, you know, some obvious reasons and then also his location.
But even if like Lincoln Riley was like super good, like he would just be the odds of him surviving are just.
Yeah, tough. No, I said Justin Wilcox, Troy Taylor, Kalen DeBoer, Lincoln Riley and Chip Kelly. They're done from basically the beginning.
But, you know, Riley does have that. He has that like house on a cliff in PV. Like he's sort of remote up there. So like if you were stalked, he could. You know, that could be a place you could barricade yourself in. But yeah, out.
I don't know. Maybe Kalen already has a boat or something. Because if you can get on a boat, I mean, that's the real magic in a zombie apocalypse.
True. Yeah. If DeBoer, like that was the thing. I would say Seattle is pretty bad, but access to water.
Yeah. Honestly, maybe the worst is Phoenix. Maybe I should have rethought this whole thing.
Phoenix might be the worst.
Because you got a big city and there's no escape. I mean, you're just going out.
You're in the desert. Yeah.
That's
San Diego, same thing. Whoever the coach for San Diego State
is. Dallas would be a nightmare. Dallas would be an absolute nightmare.
Oh my God, Dallas would be bad. LA, at least you got the freeways.
LA is a great big freeway.
For Riley, you're kind of you're either great because you're like isolated or you're screwed because to fight your way out of PV would take so long. Like just to get off of the peninsula and then try to get out, like, oh, that would be bad.
Yeah.
DeBoer with the boat might be the thing.
Yeah, I still think it's Whittingham though, because I mean there's so many people living off the grid in Utah anyway.
Yeah. Like, he could overtake people's bunkers if he ran out of his stuff.
Yeah.
Next door, like, oh, you got all these defenses and stuff. I'm going to rip them down and I'm going to take your shit and you can get out.
Yeah.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
nice work. We'll be back again next week talking about what went wrong with UCLA and Gonzaga. I'm sure. Or maybe not. Maybe something else. And maybe a media deal. I don't know. We could say the latest rumor, the latest weird named Pac-12 president that was talking about it in the public, all that kind of fun stuff. We'll save for next week, but for now we're going to sign off. I am Ryan Abraham. That's David Woods. Hope you enjoy the show and we will talk to you next time.
Goodbye, friends.